we already know now that capital goods and human capital are key to raising standards of living. Why? Because they increase productivity. See, if you don't have skills, if you don't have human capital, if you don't have capital goods, then you're stuck trying to meet your needs your entire life. And you're probably meeting your needs in the most basic way possible. If you think of a third world country, picture Bolivia and picture people out in the fields planting corn and harvesting corn, and how much effort that takes if you don't have the necessary capital goods to do it efficiently. Now see, if you do have the tractors and you do have the combines and you can do this in a highly skilled manner, and you do have the human capital that allows you to understand how to work these goods, then your productivity goes way up. The idea of productivity is that you need less people to get the same amount of work done as well as it was done prior. So just think of the difference. Instead of having everybody out in their hands and knees working in the fields, now you have tractors doing it, and you have the knowledge to work the tractors. So what happens is those folks who were out there in the field trying to bring food to the table to satisfy basic needs are now freed up to specialize in something else. And the key here, I think, is that you're freeing up little hands. You're freeing up children and young people who were now unable to go to school. They now can go to school. And if they go to school, they can increase their human capital and hopefully bring more to the table than they otherwise would bring. Otherwise, what do they do but provide unskilled labor to a nation that probably is already buried in unskilled labor? That's in the third world. In the first world, it's productivity as well. But in the first world, productivity isn't always a good thing. It is for the sake of the nation and the sake of the economy, but in an individual sense, it can also provide problems. Because what happens in the first world is you start to have robots, you start to have machines do the jobs that people used to do. Why do they replace people? Because people are unskilled. They wouldn't replace people if they were skilled workers. The key then to you as a young person is you have got to get the human capital, make yourself valuable. If you are valuable, you will add to the productivity of the nation. If you add to the productivity of the nation, then you're going to be rewarded with a higher wage. It's as simple as that. So what do you need? You need human capital to become more productive. If you become more productive, you will gain a higher wage. If enough of your compatriots also are productive, then the standards of living in the country will go up because the productivity of the country will go up. It will be far more efficient. It will get more work done in less time, and the final product will be of higher quality.